But the truth is that even though, of course, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis means Yaakov Avinu Daika, but at the same time, there is a theme in Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis that's expressed very, very articulately in the Svarim HaKadoshim, that's not only Negeya Yaakov Avinu, but this is something that's Negeya every single person. And really, it's a very, very profound message, almost a game-changing message. The Kli Yaakov wrote a very, very heilige sefer, Oilus Ephraim. And the Oilus Ephraim, in a few different places, he talks about this inyan of Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. One of the places that he talks about it in Lent is in Chelek Revi. It's Maimer Tof Kuf Mem Dalet, 544. And he discusses the idea of Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. He quotes our entire Gemara. And he says like this, quote, V'hanira lanu lefarish. Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. You know why Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis? Because Yaakov Avinu fathered the Shvatim. Yaakov Avinu was not just another one of the Avos. He was the Bechir HaAvos. He wasn't just the Bechir HaAvos. He's the one of the Avos that was Mitasei Shleima. He was the one of the Avos that gave birth to the Shiftei Ka. So even though Avos is Shleisha, but on some level, the Shiftei Ka are a little bit more associated with Yaakov than they are to Avram and Yitzchak. So when you think of Yaakov Avinu, you're thinking of course, the third of the Avos, but it's also the father of Klal Yisrael, because he's the one that raised the Shiftei Ka. He is the father of the Shiftei Ka. So says the Oilus Ephraim, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. You know why? Because Yaakov Avinu is the father of Klal Yisrael. And as long as there's Klal Yisrael, there's going to be a Yaakov Avinu. Because Kozman Shehaben, Oy Echad Meyoitze Chalotz of Kayim. If someone has a child, if someone has descendants, if someone has offspring, as long as that child is alive, harei ki'ilu hu chai ba'atzmai. It's as if he himself is alive. K'mo shapirish Rashi beparshas Vayera, shekol ha'maimid ben tzadik, ki'ilu loy meis. So says the Oilus Ephraim, that Yaakov Avinu is the father of Klal Yisrael. So as long as there's a Klal Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Because through Klal Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu has a kiyum. And this is the idea that the Oilus Ephraim is talking about. That as long as a person has a hemshech, he has offspring, through his offspring, he's bepchinas loy meis. And that's really what Yaakov Avinu loy meis means. It doesn't just mean Yaakov Avinu, but it means any person, kol ha'maimid ben tzadik ki'ilu loy meis. Because if a person has an offspring that's chai, a person that has an offspring that's begeder oid yosef chai, he's alive, he's a v'chai bahem, he's doing Torah mitzvahs, through that child, he's bepchinas loy meis. But then the Oilus Ephraim says something beautiful. He says that even though Chazal said, kol ha'maimid ben tzadik ilu loy meis, it's possible for a person to be bepchinas loy meis, even if he wasn't zoicha, to be maimid ben tzadik. There are other ways for a person to have hemshech. And that is, if a person, for example, teaches Torah, kol ha'maimid ben chaveira Torah, is ma'ala olav ha'kasav kilu yaldai. Or if someone's machzik someone else b'teira, if someone helps another person learn Torah, that's going to be the same thing. Through helping somebody else learn Torah, there's an idea of ma'ala olav ha'kasav ki'ilu yaldai. You're helping the person learn. You now have a chelik in that person. So that person's avoida, that person's chios, counts on your ledger. And as a result, on some level, you're a loy meis. Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas Noach, Ela told us Noach, Noach ish tzadik tamim haya b'dayroisav. Frank Rashi, Ela told us Noach, Noach ish tzadik, Ela told us Noach, Hashem cham in yafes. What do you mean, Ela told us Noach, Noach ish tzadik? Says Rashi, it's the pasuk coming to teach us that the maisim toivim of a tzadik are his toldos. So says the Oilus Ephraim, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. What does it mean, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis? Because his legacy lives on. Because he is the father of Klal Yisrael. So as long as there's a Klal Yisrael, there's still a Yaakov Avinu. He's not Meis. But at the same time, it's possible even someone that maybe wasn't Zoicha to have children, or maybe someone that doesn't have a Hemshech in the biological sense, but at the same time, he too can merit the same exact Madrega of Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. How? Through Ki'ilu Yaldai, through Kalamalamidis Ben Chaveira Torah, through Ela Toldis Noach, Noach Ish Tzadik. So says the Oilus Ephraim something beautiful. He says, we say in the Haftorah on Atainas Tzibur, Val Yoimar Hasoris, Heinani Eitz Yovesh, says the Novi Yeshaya, Ki Koya Mar Hashem, so says Hashem, Lasorisim, to the Soris, Ashe Yishmeru Ashapsoisai, Ubocharu Basher Chofatzti, Umachzikim Bevrisi, Hashem tells the Saris. The Saris is someone that never had the schus to have children. So the Saris feels, Heinani eitz yovesh. Zok te ebishto, ki choy omar Hashem, la sarisim, ashe yishmur ashab soysai. What does it mean, ashe yishmur ashab soysai? What does the Saris have to do with Shabbos? What is this divrei nechama that Hashem is about to tell the Saris, who feels like he doesn't have a hemshech? What does it have to do with keeping Shabbos? So says the Oyla Sefrayim, because we know that the Oyna of a Talmud Chacham is on Shabbos. So the Soris, who wasn't Zoicha to be Shomer Shabbos in that sense, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says in the Siddur, V'shomru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos is Rosh HaTevis Bia. V'shomru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos is Bia. It's the Oina of a Talmud Chacham. Because there's a certain Inyan of children that are born from Oina's Talmud Chacham, which is the Oina of Shabbos. So Hashem tells the Soris who wasn't Zoicha to be Moilad Banim, but Asher Yishmur es ha-Psoisai, he too has a Shaychis to the Oina Talmud Chacham. He too has a shaychus to v'shamru b'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos. He has a shaychus to Shabbos. You know how? You know how? Two ways. Bash ubacharu b'asher chafatzti u'machzikim bevrisni. What does it mean? Ubacharu b'asher chafatzti. What does Hashem want? Hashem wants ma'isim toivim. Haskel v'yodea oisi ki be'ele chafatzti no'um Hashem. And what does it mean? Umachzim bevrisi, umachzikim bevrisi, eitzchayim ilamachzikim ba, liloimdeha loinema, elo lamachzikim, hainu lamachzikim yedei loimdeha. A tsaris who feels like he's an eitz yavish. The tsaris says to Eilas Ephraim, who feels like, where's my hemshach? Where's my Yaakov Avinu loimeis? The teretz is, the tsaris could also be Yishmur Eshabsoisai. He could also have a shaychus to the owner of the Talmud Chacham. He could also have a shaychus to Vishamru B'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos Rosh HaTevis Bia. You know how? Ubachru B'asher Chafatzti. Eila told us Noyach. Noyach ish tzadik. Ki be'ela chafatzti no'um Hashem. Through ma'isim toivim. And there's another way. U'machzikim bevrisi. By being machzik a Talmud Chacham. By allowing and facilitating somebody else to learn Torah. Because then it's a bechin of kolam alamed es ben chaveri Torah. Ma'al olav akas of ki'ilu yaldai. But the Eilas Ephraim is saying a davar nifla. He's saying that the message of Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Of course it means dvarim niskovim. But at the same time there's a takeaway for everybody. And that is a concept of Yaakov Avinu loy meis. That it's possible for a person to have a hemshech, and through his hemshech, he's going to be bebchina Yaakov Leimeis. And this point was brought out by Yaakov because Yaakov Avinu is the father of Klal Yisrael, even more than Avram and Yitzchak. And as long as there's a Klal Yisrael, there's a Yaakov, and Klal Yisrael is going to be around forever. And as a result, so will Yaakov. And that's the soid said the Eilas Sefrayim 500 years ago of Yaakov Avinu Leimeis. Not surprisingly, this idea is very much expressed. Net Torah of the Heiligich Sam Sofer. And just one Maramachim, this is in Torah Smosha, it's in Parashas Tetzaveh, and the Chassam Sofer over there says a Dovar Nifla. It's Kedai to see, it's a long piece, it's worth seeing inside. But the Chassam Sofer starts off with the obvious kashas. Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. Number one, what does that mean? Pashit, just what does it even mean? It says, besides, the Ramban asks two kashas. The Ramban says, you know, the truth is, Chazal say Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. If you look in the Pesukim, when the Pasuk describes the Misa of Avram, it says, Vayigva Vayomos Avram B'Seva Toifa. Vayigva Vayomos. It says the Lashon Misa. Vayitzchak. This is in Parashas Vayishlach. Vayigva Yitzchak Vayomos. It says again, Vayomos. When the Torah describes the Misa of Yaakov Avinu, the Pasuk says, Vayichal Yaakov Letzavis Hezbonov, Yaakov was finished giving the brachas, Parashas Vayichi, Vayesev Raglev Elamito, Vayigva, Vayyosev Elamov. By Avram and by Yitzchak it says Vayamas. By Yaakov it doesn't say Vayamas. This is a remes, say the Svarim, that Yaakov Avinu loy meis. And that's why it doesn't say Vayamas. But the Ramban asks, there are two other psukim, however, that seem to attribute Misa. There's a pasuk that says, Vayikruvu Yemei Yisrael Lamus. There's another pasuk. Vayiru b'nei Yisrael ki meisavihem. Vayomer lu yislemenu Yosef. Right, the brothers, they got nervous after Yaakov passed away. Maybe now Yosef's going to hate us. Maybe because of Kibarav, he's been holding it in all this time. But now we might have a little bit of a problem. But twice the pasuk says, Vayikruvu yemei Yisrael lamuth. And then it says again, Vayiru b'nei Yisrael ki meisavihem vayomer. So freitach sam soifer, the Ramban's kasha. Bomb kasha, Yaakov Avinu loy meis, and it's even medoyek because it doesn't say vayomos by Mrs. Yaakov like it says by Avram and Yitzchak. But what about these two psukim? Vayirkuvu yemei Yisrael lamos. What about the pasuk that says vayiru bnei Yisrael ki meisavim? Says the Chassam Sofer the yisoid of the Oilel Sefer. It doesn't quote the Oilel Sefraim, but he says what the Oilel Sefraim says. He says that the inyan of Yaakov Avinu loy meis is because it's not possible for a tzaddik to be considered meis because as long as a person is making a difference on this world, even if he's physically not in this world anymore, he's still steiging. He's still going, me madrega la madrega. You see, the Chassam Sofer says that when a person dies, he's called a mace. You know why? Because he's not on this world anymore? No, that's not the point. The point is because he can't accomplish anymore. He can't steig anymore. Once a person dies, the curtain comes down, it's all over. There's nothing else to do. You can't do Torah mitzvahs anymore. The Vilna Gaon famously lied on his deathbed. He was holding his tzitzis and he was crying. He said, as long as I was alive, for a little prut, I was able to be mekayim a mitzvah that shokel connected all the mitzvahs. He says, but now that my neshama is going to be taken away, I can't do anything anymore. Yofa koiras, yofa sha achas mi'olam hazeh, mikol anois olam haba. Why? Because Shah achas of olam hazeh, a person can accomplish. But once a person dies, he can't accomplish anymore. On this world, you're chai, you're alive because of what you're accomplishing. You're going mechayel al chayel, hopefully. In the next world, you can't do anything anymore. And that's why you're mace. So said the Chassam Sofer, a tzaddik never dies. The reason a tzaddik never dies is because a tzaddik, he has his children and his talmidim, and the people that he was mashpia on during his lifetime, they're continuing to go weiter and weiter. They're steiging, and as long as they're steiging, he's steiging. And that's the idea of Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. So says the Chassam Sofer. He says, just, again, there's so much here, but just one maramakim, the Gemara and Perek Chelech. So the Gemara says, it's a pasuk. It says, Hincha Shoichev v'mavisecha. Hashem told Moshe, Hincha Shoichev v'mavisecha. You're going to die together with your Zedis. V'koma amazeh. This nation is going to get up. V'zona acharei alihei nechar ha'aretz. V'hofer es brisi. They're going to come and they're going to do all the wrong things. V'hofer es brisi. So the Gemara says in Berak Chelek that mikrazen nidrash lefanav ul'achrav. This pasuk could be darshened in two ways. Right? It's a very interesting pasuk. Hincha sheichei v'mavisecha. V'kam ha'om hazeh. V'zona acharei alihei nechar ha'aretz. V'hofer es brisi. So the Gemara says you can read it like this. Hincha sheichei v'mavisecha. You're going to pass away, Moshe Rabbeinu. V'kam. But one day v'kam. And this is one of the 10 remazim in the Torah of Tchias Amesim. Mikan remez of Tchias Amesim in the Torah. Hincha sheiche v'mavisecha v'kam. But there's another way the Gemara says you could ask in the pasuk. V'kam ha'om hazeh v'zona achre elihei necha ra'aretz v'afrez brisi. Hashem told Moshe, hincha sheiche v'mavisecha. And Moshe, after your p'tira, v'kam ha'om hazeh, the nation's going to get up. Not Moshe Rabbeinu is going to become for Tchias Amesim, but v'kam is going la'acharav. V'kam ha'om hazeh, the nation's going to get up. V'zona achre elihei necha ra'aretz v'afrez brisi. So the Chassam Sofer says a David Neira. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu died. But he says, when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, do you think for one second he slowed down? Moshe Rabbeinu, after he passed away, lo yonuach v'lo yishkoit pa'olam haba rega echad. He doesn't have one second of menucha. Ki hoylechu u'mispar al yedei avodaseinu as Hashem. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is rabban shel everybody. So anytime a yid does a mitzvah, Moshe Rabbeinu is getting a little bit of credit. Amnam says the Chassam Sofer, b'dar ha'churban, in the time of the churban, she'rov Yisrael parku al teira v'avdu avodazara. Where most of the B'nai Yisrael, they were avid avodazara. V'lo yoyed. Ela kama nisharim tanu meidar rabalei reise b'mei cheskel. And he goes through all the gemaras. It was so bad that it was hadik kiblu b'mei hachashveris. The yidin had to be makab all over again in the times of Achashverosh. Him came by Isaiah's man. During that time, all of a sudden, Moshe's Einaklach. Moshe's his Hemshech. The Bnei Yisrael, they weren't doing the right thing. So you know what happened to Moshe? Moshe's not going anymore, mi Madrega la Madrega. Moshe Rabbeinu was come. So says the Chassam Sofer, that's what Hashem told Moshe. Hincha shoyche v'mavisecha. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to be shoyche v'mavisecha. But when you die, you're going to go weiter. You're going to go mechayol al chayol. You're not going to have one second of menucha. Lo yonuach v'lo yishkoit pa'ilam abar rega echot. Ki hoylechu mispala yedei avodaseinu as Hashem. But you know what's going to happen? There's going to be a day that you're going to be v'kam. There's going to be a time when Moshe Rabbeinu, it's going to stop temporarily. You know why? Because v'kam ha'am hazeh. Because the nation is going to get up. V'zono acharei alihei necher. They're going to be oivet avodazara. V'hofer es brisi. And that's why you're going to stop. The v'kam is going on Moshe and the v'kam is going in the cloud. You saw it's the same thing. It's mehenei nadvarim. Hincha shoyche v'mavisecha v'kam. You know when you'll become? When it's v'kam ha'am hazeh. V'zona acharei alihei nechar ha'aretz v'hofer es brisi. So the Chassam Sofer says that's Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Yaakov Avinu is loy meis because as long as he has hemshech, as long as he's making a difference on this world, it's true, he's not here anymore. But at the same time, Yaakov Avinu is still steiging. He's going mechayel al chayel. Pikesh Yaakov leishev b'shalva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, not enough what you're going to get in the next world. You want Shalva in this world? But here's the little secret. Yaakov Avinu doesn't have Shalva in the next world either. Because Yaakov Avinu is Yelchu Mechayel Ochayel, like the Chassam Sofer says. Lo Yonuach, V'lo Yishkoit, Ba'ilam Abba, Rega Echad. Yelchu Mechayel Ochayel, like the Gemara says in the end of Masechtas Brachas, Daf Samechdal. And this is the whole idea. And that's what it means, Yaakov Avinu Leimes. So it says the Chassam Sofer with a classic Chassam Sofer punchline. He says, we know that Yaakov Avinu had two names. He was called Yaakov. He was also called Yisrael. The name that Yaakov Avinu was given at birth was Yaakov. But then later, after he was able to overcome the Malach, he became Yisrael. Why? Ki sorisa imeloi him ve'imanoshim v'atucha. Another pasuk. This week's parasha, right? Vayosnar el melech el malach vayuchal. The Yaakov Avinu was able to defeat the Malach. Yaakov Avinu was able, and when he was able to defeat the Malach, he became Yisrael. So says the Chassam Sofer, Yaakov Avinu has a hemshach, but the hemshach is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, we're on the madrega of Yaakov, but we're not on the madrega of Yisrael. Yisrael is a very, very high madrega. The madrega of Kisarisam, like Kimvam, Alanoshim Vatuchal, that's a very hard madrega. So the Chassam Sofer says, Yaakov Avinu loy meis. And that's when the Pasuk says, Vayigva Yas Yaakov, it doesn't say Vayamas. Vayyosav al Amov. Because the Madrega of Yaakov has a Hemshech. And because it has a Hemshech, the Madrega of Yaakov is Loy Meis. But the Pasuk says, Vayikruvu Yeme Yisrael Amos. Vayiru Bnei Yisrael Ki Meisavim. That's Yisrael. Yisrael was Meis. Yaakov Avinu was Loy Meis. For that you have to be the Chassam Sofer. But Yisrael was Meis. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. So I was learning this Chassam Sofer and I had a hergish. The hergish was, the Chassam Sofer says throughout his Svarim. He says it again and again and again. He says throughout his Svarim, the idea that a person, even though sometimes he's inclined to want to steig as much as he possibly could for his own personal and selfish reasons, because that's what a yid wants to do. He wants to steig. That's what we have. We have a tshuka, we have a cheshek, we have a ratzon to be as good as we possibly can. But at the same time, the Chassam Sofer says that the real tachlis is for a person to give up from his own personal aliyah on behalf of other people. And the trademark kvark that the Chassam Sofer always said, this is the number one theme in the Torah of the Chassam Sofer. And the trademark theme, vart, that the Chassam Sofer used to say is, Vart that he said over in the name of his Rebbe, the Hafla, and the Hafla himself brings it in his Panim Yafis in a few places in Parshas Vayera, in Parshas Vezois Habracha, where the Hafla says that the Gemara says in Chagiga Tezvav, Marav Doimel Malach Hashem Tzvakos Yevakshu Torah Mipiu Vemlav Al Yevakish Torah Mipiu. A person should learn Torah from a Rebbe if he's Doimel Malach Hashem Tzvakos. I said the Panim Yafis, what does that mean? Find a Rebbe that's a Malach. So the Panim Yafis said that we know a person is a Hoylech. A person is Oylev Yoyre. You do a mitzvah, you Oyle. You do an Avera, you Yoyre. But a Malach is an Oymeid. A Malach is born, he's programmed with a certain destiny. He can't be more than he could be. If my Rav Doimel Malach Hashem Tzvakos said the Hafla, if a Rebbe is willing to be a Malach, he's willing to be an Oymeid, he's willing to pause his own personal aliyah. Why? On behalf of Yena, Yevakish Torah Mipiyo. V'im Lav, but if not, Al Yevakish Torah Mipiyo. The Chassam Sofer would always say over this var in the name of the Hafla, that a Rebbe is supposed to be Doimel Malach Hashem Tzvakos. But here's the punchline. If a Rebbe makes himself on this world like a Malach, if on this world he makes himself an Oymeid, you know what happens? He's zeicha to be maimet talmidim. He's zeicha to help other people. He's zeicha to be mashpi on other people. It doesn't have to be in the most dramatic sense. Helping another person, being mechazik another person, says the Eilas Ephraim. That's the word. The Saris thinks, hey, nani yetzi yovish. It's not true. You help another person. You mashpi on another person. That's your family. That's your hemshach. These are your kindalach. You have a chelik in it. You have a shaychus in that. Anytime a person helps another person, he has a little vested interest in that person's aliyah. And he taps in to the inyan of Yaakov Avinu Loy Meis. A person that makes himself like a malach on this world, you know what's going to happen when he leaves the next world and he goes into the Olam, to the world of the Malachim. When he goes into the world where everyone's an Oymeid, he's going to be a Hoylech Bein Oymdim. Because in that world, he's going to go Mechayel Ochayel. That's the irony. The irony is that on this world, you make yourself into an Oymeid. But if you make yourself into an Oymeid in this world, you're going to be a Hoylech in the next world. And let's be honest, how much time does a person have on this world? So if a person's a Hoylech throughout his whole lifetime, how much could he already accomplish? But if a person takes the little bit of time that he's given on this world, and he's willing to make himself like a Malach, he's willing to be an Oymeid, he's willing to give up some time from his own personal chukas that he has, not for bad things, but for good things, for avodas Hashem, to be mechazik another person, to help another person, what's going to happen is this person's going to have the schus that l'doirei toires, he's going to be zoicha, literally, Yaakov Avinu loy meis, ever. He's going to continue to be hoylech and hoylech and hoylech. Sounds like a pretty good investment. That to be oymed a little bit, so like this, you'll be able to be hoylech literally mechayel ol choyel. Like the Chassam Sofer says, lo yonuach v'lo yishkoit ba'olam haba rega echot ki hoylechu u mispael al yedei avoydeisenu es Hashem.